Now let's go on to a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that when the captives of war were once brought and presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, amongst the captives there was a young lady who was perturbed, moving from this way to that way because she couldn't find her small child. And in this state, her hair was uncovered, her head was uncovered. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees from far that this woman's head is uncovered. So he takes off his shawl and he calls a sahabi. And he says to the sahabi, go and cover the head of this woman, of this young girl or lady. The sahabi says, but this is not a Muslim woman. He says, but this is a daughter of somebody. And if you have to cover her head today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover your faults on the day of Qiyamah. Then the Shaykh says that special emphasis on this characteristic should be made by the woman. That sometime what women do, or many a time, they will phone or they will speak to other women, another one woman, and say that I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to say it to anybody else. And then she says to another that I'm going to tell you something and you mustn't say it to anybody else. And then in English he says, then it becomes the talk of the town. He says, look at the Sahaba. What a quality they had of sattari, of concealing faults of others. To the extent that once there was a smell that came into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba knew that somebody's wudu had broken. Straight away, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu stands up and he says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you allow, O Nabi of Allah, we all will go make wudu together. We all will wake up and go and make wudu. So that one Muslim individual, that one brother of ours, that one believer must not feel disgrace amongst this congregation. This was the quality of hiding the faults of others that the Sahaba Ikram had amongst themselves. And we ask Allah Ta'ala that this becomes also our quality. The fourth quality that sand or mud or the earth has is humility and humbleness. You can walk on it, stamp on it, spit on it, but it will still benefit you. It will still benefit you. It will give you the water that is in it. It will grow your vegetables. It will grow your crop. And it will give you fruit. Now this quality, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains this quality of humility such. He says, "Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." That this quality of humility has a direct outcome of raising a person's status. He who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise this person. And the Shaykh gives an example of a water pitcher or a jug. In those days, they used to pour water out from a bag that was made from the hide of or the skin of a sheep. But let's take a jug for our understanding. The more it bends itself down, the more water it will give out, the more goodness it will give out. But if it stays straight up, it will not benefit anybody. Likewise, a learned person once said that if you want to rise your status, it is an example of a person that is climbing a mountain. He wants to reach the zenith or the peak of that mountain. He wants that status. But if he has to put his chest out and try to climb that mountain, he'll never do it. He will have to bend. Jukna parega. The more he would bend, the higher he goes. The more he bends, the higher he goes in status. And the opposite of that is, that person that's coming down from that mountain, he puts his chest out, but where is he going? He's going down. So this quality of tawadhu, of humility, is also a characteristic of the mud, of that which we have been created from. So once again we remind ourselves that these are four qualities of that sand, of that mud, that earth that we were created from, which we have to come back to. Come back to your origin. Come back to those qualities of which you are, and this will bring, this will make you a complete human being. Once again, to recap, what are those four qualities? One is acceptance of all good. Second is, after you have accepted that good, then put some growth in it and give off more than you have received. Thirdly, the quality of covering and concealing. And fourthly, humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.